Hi, Gordon. Hi. This is the first Adam Smith Festival of Ideas since Dunfermline itself was made a city. Now, I know the event's in Kirkcaldy, but how optimistic are you about the future for Fife, given the brilliant news that we had recently about Dunfermline becoming Scotland's newest city in this Platinum Jubilee year?
It's great news for Dunfermline, and Dunfermline's really expanding all the time. You know, more houses being built, more people staying in Dunfermline, more people travelling from Dunfermline to jobs in Edinburgh. Of course, that puts pressure on the trains and the roads. I mean, perhaps the sad thing at the moment is that the train services are being cut, and that's not good news for Fife, because we depend on access to Dundee on the one side, Perth, but also Edinburgh. And I think there's going to have to be a campaign to defend and to expand and improve the train services from Fife. But good news for Dunfermline. Sorry that Dunfermline was demoted in the football division, and I hope they'll get back very quickly. But the important thing is that we can all say that we're very proud of Fife, proud of its history. We've got these great assets in Fife. The Coastal Walk is an amazing asset. We've got the history that is obviously built around Dunfermline, at one time being the capital of Scotland, and also Kirkcaldy's history, linoleum, and of course the mining history of Fife. We should be very proud of what Fife has done over so many years. And of course, Alistair Muffett and I wrote a book on the history of Fife, which is available in the libraries. And that shows just what a wonderful history Fife is, of which Dunfermline and Kirkcaldy are such a big part.
And of course, like every other event in this world, you know, we've had the disruptions of the coronavirus pandemic in the last 2 years. And given what you said about the international appeal of Friday's event, I imagine you must be optimistic the turnout for Saturday's event with Joanna Lumley is going to be very strong in Kirkcaldy.
I just want people to know it's on, because Joanna Lumley is doing this for charity. It's part of the anti-poverty work that the Adam Smith Global Foundation organises in Kirkcaldy and throughout Fife. And therefore, she is coming to Fife in a way that we should be really feel fortunate. And therefore, I do hope that people who probably haven't been following the news in the sense that they haven't been going to events in the last 2 years, people may have got out of the way of looking at seeing what's on. And of course, the Adam Smith building, the Adam Smith Centre, has been shut because it's being renovated. I just think people may not yet know that this big event is on a week on Saturday. It's 7:30. It's in St. Bryce Church, because obviously the Adam Smith Centre is being refurbished at the moment. But when people know that she's coming to Fife and they know that she's available to answer questions and everything else, I think people will see that this is a great event, and I think they'll want to be part of it. And you'll be able to say that, you know, when she came to Kirkcaldy, you were there and able to ask any questions to her. So the more people that buy tickets, the better. The more that we can raise the money for the charitable projects we do, the better. And Joanna Lumley is doing this out of the goodness of her heart. And I think she would love to have a great Kirkcaldy and Fife welcome.
There's not just these two talks, but there's also the food and drink fair and the Tall Tales as well.
Yeah, I'm not so much involved in that, because the Adam Smith Foundation has got great people leading it. But I've been involved in the festival itself with the lecture and also with Joanna Lumley's presence. But yeah, we've had a history of a food festival that's been very successful. Lots of activities for children. You know, the festival has been going for many, many years. And I think the lecture has been going for about 30 or 40 years and been very successful during that period of time. So this is Kirkcaldy fighting back, because we did have the disappointment, as you know, of losing the music festival that was being planned for the prom. And we have had the disappointment that, you know, the trains are not running at the times to allow people to come in and out of Kirkcaldy later at night. So we are hoping that we can show that Kirkcaldy is fighting back, and we can actually put on an event that's really successful. People want to come to, people feel that they've enjoyed it. We had Eddie Izzard, I think, 2 years ago. We had Ed Balls 3 years ago. We had Sandy Toksvig. You know, we've had some really, really top people. David Tennant did it. And they all did it out of the goodness of the heart. They didn't charge a fee or anything like that. They did it because they wanted to help us and the charity work that is being done. And so I hope the people of Fife respond, and tickets are available, and it will be a great event on the Saturday night and online on the Friday night. People want to listen to the head of the World Trade Organization talking about cost of living issues.
Final question from me. Do you think one day Kirkcaldy will follow Dunfermline in becoming a city itself?
Well, it's got to be, hasn't it? You've got to have two cities in Fife at least. I mean, we had probably more royal boroughs than any other part of Scotland, because, you know, many royal boroughs created. Inverkeithing and so on and so forth. I think Kirkcaldy will grow over the next few years. There's a lot of new developments also in Kirkcaldy. I mean, Kirkcaldy's further away from Edinburgh, obviously, and therefore people tend to travel to work in Lothians from Dunfermline, not so much from Kirkcaldy. We did have, as you know, a plan for having a boat trip from Kirkcaldy to Leith, and that was tried, hovercraft, and that still could be back on the agenda. But yeah, Kirkcaldy's got a great future I want to be part of.
Thank you very much.